In the past several years, the city of Bloomington has spent millions of dollars in an attempt to attract new businesses and industries to southern Indiana. A month ago, the city council approved a controversial food and beverage tax to fund a new convention center. The city is also planning a new technology and industrial park called the Trades District near Showers Commons. Just last week, the mayor's office announced its intention to purchase the 24-acre campus of the IU Health Hospital on 2nd Street, an acquisition Mayor John Hamilton referred to as
one of our string of pearls of unique and exciting opportunities along the B-line corridor.
All of these big budget plans are an attempt by the city to draw a new wave of businesses to Bloomington. While the city's roots may be in blue-collar trades like quarrying and manufacturing, Bloomington is now placing its bets on tech startups and small businesses. No company embodies the type of business Bloomington is looking to attract more than the B Corp, a tech startup founded in Bloomington by Indiana University graduates. B Corp makes tech that helps support beekeepers, both on an industrial farming scale and the smaller hobbyist scale.
Our initial kind of plan was, you know, let's bring technology to beekeeping. It's a historically under-technologified, if that's a word, industry. There's really just not a lot of technology going on. And when you look at ag tech, which is a really adjacent space, I mean, bees and agriculture really go hand in hand. You know, agriculture is just completely, almost totally driven by data and technology these days, whereas beekeeping is almost, there's almost no technology implementation whatsoever in beekeeping.
That was Wyatt Wells, Chief Marketing Officer of B Corp. Wells, along with CEO Ellie Symes and Chief Operating Officer Simon Kuntz, has been a part of the B Corp since its initial inception. Symes explains that the B Corp initially started off after she developed a love for beekeeping.
When I was a freshman at IU, I had volunteered for a beekeeper, and I fell in love with it. So when I came back to campus my sophomore year, I decided to start a beekeeping program, thinking that other students might also be interested. So I got a Hutton Honors College grant to do that. And then that grew in attention. And then a Kelly professor, David Rubenstein, organized a course around how to keep the beekeeping program alive. And so my two founders, Wyatt and Simon, were actually students in the course. And they were really energized by the program and wanted to start a club. So I started a club with those two students and several other students. And then that club grew in attention. And I was invited to speak to the IU Foundation just about unique things students do with their grant money. So it's just kind of a fun presentation. But three of the board members pulled me aside and basically told me, we love you, we love what you've done with the club, but we want you to dream bigger, and we want to help you.
And then really when 2016 came around, this was really our time, or 2017, sorry, we were all starting to work full-time, and we really kind of ramped up there. As soon as 2017 kicked up, we launched our first product, which was called QueensGuard, and that was our first monitoring solution for beekeepers.
QueensGuard is a small-scale device planted in a beehive that uses the relative temperature of the hive to remotely inform beekeepers whether or not their queen has died.
Then that we launched in January and installed it in the beekeepers' hives in June. And then as we were debuting that product at trade shows this fall, we had commercial beekeepers ask us if we could help with the issue of hive theft, which we didn't realize was such a pressing issue.
Several months later, B Corp released the QGPS tracking system, a device that tracks stolen hives.
And so what we were able to do was take one of the sensors that we'd already been using for one of our other, for our first product, and we were actually able to adapt that into our second product, QGPS.
Hive theft is an issue that, according to Symes, has become a serious problem for farmers facing an increased crop demand and a shrinking bee population.
So it's beekeepers stealing from beekeepers, and it's centered around the almond pollination. So demand for almonds has gone up, I think something like 300% in the last decade, but the amount of beehives haven't increased. So the fee that beekeepers are receiving from renting their hives to growers has gotten really high. So what these thieves are doing is they're stealing the hives and then going to those growers or brokers that do these deals and getting their pollination fee for the almonds because of what's happened with this the specific part of the industry. It's just created a market opportunity for this kind of quick turnaround and incentive to thieve.
While it's not the most glamorous of crimes, black market beehive trading has cost beekeepers millions of dollars in the last several years. In May of 2017, a man was arrested in California for stealing 2,500 hives off of almond farms. According to the Associated Press, the total value of the stolen hives was almost $1 million. According to Wells, most of B Corp's clients are located on the West Coast, where the illegal hive trade creates a perfect market for technology like B Corp's QGPS device. He explains why they decided to set up shop in the Midwest, thousands of miles away from their primary customer base.
Our support network is really all in Indiana. We've got so many great mentors. Most of our investors are all in Indiana. A lot of our support has come from Bloomington and also the Indianapolis area as well. But really, you know, we wouldn't have gotten where we were without all the help that we've gotten from the local Bloomington startup community and, you know, the state leaders in Indiana as well. There is a really big trend towards startup communities in the Midwest, and I think that's a really big trend these days. I think strategically, I think investors are starting to look back to the Midwest as, you know, an undercapitalized place where there is a lot of opportunity. So we do see ourselves as kind of on the forefront of that. Being a little closer to the market might be a little better, but at the same time, you know, we love to be in the heartland. We think that that's still a great, it's still a relatable place for a lot of rural people. So
Symes also adds that despite initially setting up in Bloomington out of convenience, they've established a support base in the business community in Monroe County.
Well, we set up here because obviously we were still students, so that was convenient. But our mentor and advisory network is in Bloomington. It's a really affordable place to do business. We've made a lot of connections in Bloomington, and that really helps because there's a lot of support services that you need as a startup. Our software development firm is in Bloomington. Our web designer, that firm is in Bloomington. So we've really kind of found our larger business network aside from customers in Bloomington. And it's just, it's kind of where we've set up ground and it's where we are to stay.
B Corp is planning on expanding their operations in the coming year, adding 4 positions to their organization. They're also hoping to add another product to their existing line by 2019. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.